In our last session, we discussed the difficult subject of loving our enemies, those who use us badly, those whose behaviour or attitude we find unacceptable. We saw that we need to learn to wish the best for everyone, no matter how much we might dislike what they do. In this session, we discuss a subject which is equally difficult for us. That is, when there is a breakdown in relationship between ourselves and another, which leads to open conflict. It is not unknown for Christians as well as non-believers to have seriously fractured relationships with other people, even with family members. And this is no guarantee that such breakdowns will always be fully healed and loving relationships re-established. But it is our responsibility before God to do what we can to heal broken relationships. Usually in these situations there's been some anger, some harsh words, animosity. A chasm has opened up and there are deep wounds which need to be healed, or they will continue to fester and perhaps get worse with time. What are we to do in such situations? It is our natural tendency when we have a falling out with someone to place the blame on the other person and to absolve ourselves of any responsibility for causing the difference. Occasionally it happens that one party is to blame for a breakdown in relationships, but it is more often the case that there is some responsibility on both sides. If it happens that we're not responsible for causing a break in relationship, we may well be responsible for allowing the break to continue without taking the necessary steps in love to heal the breach. For each one of us is held responsible by God to take the steps that He prescribes in His Word to heal our differences. If we are at fault, we are to apologize and seek the forgiveness of those whom we have wronged. There is a simple and clear formula for doing this. Simple to state, simple to understand, but not necessarily simple to do. Because it means swallowing our pride and admitting that we were wrong. Although this can be difficult, it is one of the most loving things we can do, and one of the most rewarding. We do two things. We actually say the words, "I am sorry and wish to apologize. What I did or said was wrong, and I admit it." We don't say, "if I did something wrong," we say, "what I did or said was wrong, and I admit it." We actually go on to say the words, and this is most important, "will you please forgive me?" Now, quite often at this point, the other person is embarrassed and may change the subject, or fail in some way to actually address the question we have asked, "will you forgive me?" If this happens, we need to do the difficult thing again and come back to our question, "will you please forgive me?" When we have at last received the deeply desired forgiveness, the relationship is set for renewal and rebuilding can commence. If the other person is responsible for the breach in relationships, then our duty towards them is also clear. We are to forgive them. We are not to hold a grudge against anyone. Not only is this the most loving thing to do and so honouring to God and helpful to the other person, but, and this is a very, very important but, it is the basis on which we will be forgiven. Jesus made it very clear when he said, "Your heavenly Father will forgive you if you forgive those who sin against you. But if you refuse to forgive them, he will not forgive you." And we pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." It is very, very clear that there is no way out of it. Our very life with God in eternity is dependent upon it. If we do not forgive, we will not be forgiven. A little reflection will tell us that it must be like this. How could God forgive us on any other basis than this? But you might reply, doesn't the Bible say two other things as well? Firstly, we are forgiven on the basis of Jesus' death on the cross. And secondly, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Yes to both of these propositions. We are forgiven on the basis of Jesus' death if we repent of our sins and believe in him. But if we are refusing to forgive others, we are not being repentant. We are not yielding our lives to Jesus, and therefore we are only saying we belong to him while our actions declare our true spiritual state. Similarly with God's forgiveness when we confess our sins. As well as confess, we must repent. That in turn will yield to our sins being forgiven, and especially the sin of unforgiveness.